Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I have had enough!
Enough is enough!
Enough!
Enough is our weekly vent fest. When have you had it? What have you had enough of? Let's go. 651-461-9226. You can send us a message on the Odyssey app. You can do that anytime during the week. The text line already lighting up. You guys are ready to go. It's been a, you know, it's been a stressful existence. If this helps you get this stuff off your chest, I'm all for it. And we begin with this text from the 612. Usually I start, but this is so good, Dan.
We have to start here.
I have had enough of my back hair. It's debilitating for my beach/pool look I'm trying to go with.
That would be the case, yeah.
Back hair.
Yeah.
Get out of here. When it comes to the non kind of hair top of the head.
Yeah.
Or maybe beard region.
Okay.
What is the most irritating kind of random hair?
I mean, back hair's got to be right at the top of the list.
Back hair is
it?
Rough. Like, I still remember the first time I discovered back hair. You're like, oh, no, I'm this many years old.
Yep.
I don't know, though.
Ear hair? Would that be the kind of similar deal? Nose hair, maybe?
I once got my ear hair and nose hair waxed.
Wow.
And
how's that for you?
It sounds painful, but it was quite pleasurable, actually. It
wasn't like 40-year-old virgin scene thing?
No, it wasn't. It was not like that. I mean, women, honestly, you have nothing but my admiration. The things that women do.
Oh, they're so much tougher than us. It's not even close.
Like, I would not. Like, you've been giving me a little grief lately because I've had maybe one extra button open. I need, like, a gold chain or two
to complete the look. It would complete the look.
Today, I'm just like, it's
really. You're fine today. No, you're fine today.
It's just one.
Yeah.
But the other day, I had, like, a sort of, I don't know.
You were at the Scenic Outlook, and it was.
It was like a shirt that sort of has holes in it. I don't know how to describe the fabric. But it was some sort of
holy
shirt. But I have my sunglasses. Like, I'm also.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what I've had enough of. Glasses. So I am so old that now I have reading glasses with me at all times.
Yeah.
And often I put it right in the button-up shirt.
In the crook
right
of the neck of the shirt, yeah. And that pulls the shirt down, and then it's chest lettuce time.
Correct.
So, yeah.
But if you're outdoors, which I was enjoying the beautiful St. Croix River Valley, St. Croix, Falls, Bayport, Stillwater, but I had reading glasses and sunglasses.
Right?
Oh, too much.
The double whammy.
Too much.
Yeah.
651-461-9226.
I have had enough of 394.
Oh.
And this isn't even so much related to the construction going on because that's in the min pass lanes and I don't ever use those anyway. But that sort of exacerbates, especially eastbound 394. Eastbound 394 is just awful. Whoever designed that I'm not going to speculate about what state of mind they were in at the time they designed it, but they did a poor job.
Yeah.
Because you've got the non-zipper merge going off to 94 that backs up all over the place. And you have essentially like a blind left curve as you want to try to head into downtown. So people freak out because they can't see ahead of them. There's slow traffic to the right of them. So they slow down to 35, 40 miles an hour in the left lane when they don't need to.
Mm.
And it backs that stretch. There's no good way to get east on 394. It's just awful. And if they're going to do the construction and shut stuff down all over the place, blow the whole thing up and start over. I've had enough.
I actually agree with this idea that we take 394 and implode it.
Just go ahead. Get rid of it.
I love implosions. I feel like we in this community miss out on like providing a lot of entertainment to people.
Sure.
What's the last thing we've imploded?
It's a great question. We got all these buildings that are empty downtown. Let's just have a good implosion. Let's go.
Let's get rid of one of these.
We don't have enough implosions.
True. Well, the Twins bullpen was imploded, but outside of that. 651-461-9226. I've had enough, says a 612-er, of the ding-dongs on bridge overpasses and busy corners with their no kings and resist signs. It's dumb, and it makes people mad for slowing down traffic. Enough. That is very interesting. Is there, I feel like last week someone texted in with a similar complaint, but it was more about like the people holding the flag and everything on overpasses. Maybe it was the same issue. They were doing the no kings bit. You know, like I'm not a big fan of the MnDOT
the overpass
electronic
sign?
Overhead yeah. sign.
You're totally wrong about that. But yes.
Generally speaking, the only signage I want people to see would be a billboard with me on it. I feel like let's keep our eyes on the road.
Sure.
And also
on to Russia.
I think it's a reasonable take.
Absolutely.
A texter says Maui Jim makes a great sunglasses with a little bifocal in it for your reading.
So that's my problem with glasses is that I'm nearsighted.
Okay.
But when you put a corrective lens to, you know, get my distance vision where I want it, now I'm of an age where now I can't see up close through that anymore.
You got the problem.
So I need the bifocal, but the bifocal that I have isn't positioned the way that it needs to be for these screens here in the studio.
Yeah.
Which is why you never see me wearing glasses in this, even though I wear glasses all the time.
All the time.
I just don't wear them in the studio because you know, what I'm doing, there's no way to tilt my head to get it at the right angle to be able to
read
these screens.
We have the reverse problem. Mm. Yeah.
In so many ways.
I did get LASIK. By the way, I love my LASIK.
Okay.
Love it. One day I went to the surgeon, and in a 5-minute procedure, then I go home, go to sleep, I woke up, and I could see. It was like magic.
Not bad.
It was magic. And then that night, they tell you not to drive that night because, you know, you never know if it works 100%. That night, Alyssa and I went to Kielbasa Fest at Kramarcha.
Like you do.
Danced a little. Went home. The next day, they're like, hey, you got 2010? Is that better than 2020?
I think so.
I don't know. You're like, how many times you go to the doctor and they do something and then the problem's fixed? It was sort of amazing.
That is kind of incredible. Yeah,
There's no real follow-up. It just happened. More text coming in. Calls are welcome. Voice messages welcome using the Odyssey app. Enough continues here on Drive Time.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays, and now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Enough!
All right, we're letting you just get it off your chest. We do this every week, usually at 5:30 on Wednesdays. You can listen anytime on your schedule. We podcast every segment of this show. So if you're on Apple Podcast or Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, just search DeRussia. We'll see that. Enough. I have had enough of waiting for this state. This is a texter, 763. Waiting for the state to get its act together and provide recreational cannabis. What is so difficult? It's been 2 years since legalization. It is one of the frustrating things of being one of the later states to the party, in that you would think there has been a pretty clear roadmap from other states on how to do it. Now, part of the challenge, I would say, was the fact that they set up this sort of equity lottery to give certain people a head start, veterans, people with cannabis convictions, people of color in communities where there was a disproportionate number of arrests for cannabis, so all of those sorts of factors. And that got challenged in the courts, and that slowed everything down. I also think they don't really care. Like, the legislators passed it. They get to say, well, we passed it. And what's the urgency then? I don't know. It is crazy. You're like 2 years for this to get together. And now they're giving out some licenses. But there's going to be no product because we didn't give enough of a head start.
Yep.
On that.
And, you know, and as frustrating as it is, and I'm with the caller in that regard, the texter in that regard, we can't be surprised, right? Because remember, the medical marijuana rollout was delayed and foot dragging. And
I forgot about
remember
that.
Remember how narrow the list of things that you could get it for was? And it was because that's just, I don't know if it's Minnesota puritanical or what it is, but we can't just go ahead and do this stuff. It's got to be infinitesimal baby steps.
We are a goofy state in that. Yes. I saw someone post today on social media that in Minnesota you can get a THC beverage. Mm-hmm. Like at your neighborhood clothing store?
No problem.
But you can't buy a beer at a grocery store?
Nope.
Like, yeah, we are a little messed up, for sure. I've had enough with lane splitting already. I'm seeing motorcycles flying up the shoulder doing 60 in between cars. It's insane.
Ah. Well, they can't be on the shoulder.
Yeah, they're supposed to be going in,
to be between. In between the cars.
I think that's probably what they mean. But
I hope
yeah.
so. I hope so. But I wouldn't be surprised either if there's confusion in the law and people think, oh, well, I'm on a motorcycle, I can go wherever I want. And then they do take the shoulder.
Yeah.
Which is not part of the bit. But it is jarring. You and I have talked about
it. It's jarring.
When somebody all of a sudden, there's a motorcycle zipping between you and a car next to you.
I've had enough of the poll ads, says a texter.
That's a lot of people's sentiment today.
It is, you know, as much as I push back a little bit and say that I'm not upset about this move, and I do think, I'm thinking bigger than just the team. I'm thinking about the community.
Sure.
And I do think that the poll ads are good for the community. As far as the product, there is not evidence to support, outside of Correa, which I think you have to give credit for Correa, even though that didn't work out.
Didn't work
that
out.
That was
a
swing.
They took a shot.
Otherwise, it's... Well, maybe that... Text him with your answers. What are your favorite poll ad baseball moves? I tried to get Cook to help me on that one today. Not helpful. Not helpful. One texter said he had enough of this show. That CCO's got to be able to find something better to air.
And not really.
I said they've looked. This is it.